Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Andy Nemchek joining us for the first time here in 2023. Coach, you opened out the second semester on Saturday there at Norton. J.R. Durham Invitational. Brogan Monty at 106 has had a great year for you, and he won another first place gold medal there. Also, Raiden Gilley at 144 finished in third. Aiden Loomis was second at 132 for you, and Caden Anderson fourth at 150. Your top four finishers there from Saturday there in Norton. Just overall, how do you feel the kids wrestled your first time out here in 2023 after the break?
Well, I thought we wrestled pretty well. We just took seven kids to the Norton tournament, and there was a field of 15 teams there, and we ended up sixth as a team. Cozad, Nebraska won the tournament. Scott City was second, and Norton was third. And like I say, we finished sixth, but our kids wrestled well. We lost a few matches maybe that we shouldn't have, and that always happens this time of the year. And we can bring back to the room plenty of things to work on. But, as you said, Brogan Monty had a great tournament, had a good kid from Cozad, Nebraska in the finals, and ended up decisioning him 5-1. But Brogan is currently ranked number one in the state at 106 pounds in 3-2-1A, and having a great year, and can't say enough about him right now. But our other kids, it was good to see Loomis put together a great tournament, and Raiden Gilley ended up third, and as you said, Caden Anderson fourth. But overall, our kids wrestled pretty well, and pretty pleased with where we are at this point in the season.
Did you see any, just from the break, any letdown from the kids, or were they in shape, ready to go, or is it just kind of normal to have them have to get back into the swing of things?
You know, I thought our conditioning was better than before the break, and mm-hmm. we really focused on that during the break as far as conditioning and a little bit more live wrestling, and I thought our kids looked better and in that aspect, so pretty pleased with that.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Trojan Wrestling here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. We're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling team. Coach, the varsity headed to Marysville coming up on Saturday. Always a great tournament and some different teams that you see there. What does this year's field look like?
Yeah, always tough. Always tough, and that's the crazy thing, and the thing I like best is, last week we were in Norton, out in western Kansas, and now we go east, and we see a whole new group of teams, and that's what our kids need to see. And 15 teams out there, always a great tournament. We'll see Augusta, Horton, Phillipsburg, Shawnee Heights, Marysville, Riley County, Wabunsee, Beatrice, Nebraska, Nemaha Central, Riverside, Wamego, Clay Center, Onega, and Sabetha. So just a whole new field of teams that we usually never see anywhere else, and great competition again. And this Marysville tournament is always just a great tournament.
Your JV's been going at it already here this second semester as well. They were at Concordia on Friday, and then you had to Hayes with them this weekend. What's the update on the JV and how everybody's doing from that aspect?
Yeah, they did well. They did well on Friday. We had four champions. Wyatt McMillan was a champ at 106. Brendan Thill was a champion at 157. Nathan Latin was a champ at 175. And Brody Boudreau was a champ at 215. Jesus Cabrera was third at 106, and Carson Shattuck was third at 165. So good to see those kids getting some matches in and picking up some, bringing home some medals.
And then what's Hayes look like for them?
And Hayes is a big JV tournament. I believe like 30 teams invited to this tournament. So looking forward to those kids being able to compete out there next week out at Hayes and get some more matches in against good competition. It's going to be it's always a good, tough JV tournament for our kids.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Bullet Trojan wrestling team here in our locker room. Chaz, coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck to your kids this weekend.
Okay, thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Wrestling Locker Room Chat time. Got Osborne's wrestling head coach Jason Knoll with us, and had a tournament out in Ellsworth. Why don't you give us a brief synopsis on how your team fared out in Ellsworth?
Well, for the most part, we need to work on a lot of stuff. I figured over this Christmas break we'd come out a little better than we did, but not too bad overall. Caden and Zach struggled pretty hard, which Caden's kind of getting over sickness and stuff that he's been struggling with all season. So, but Zach, he won a couple there towards the end, but coming out of the gate, it was pretty tough for him. He had some pretty good kids in his weight class. But, of course, Sam, yeah, he's – I'm so glad he came over and decided to go out for wrestling. He'd come out and just controlled every match. I mean, he was the one being aggressive, and I knew that would happen watching him in practice the last couple weeks, you know. And just to come out your first tournament ever in the high school and get a first place medal, that's pretty impressive. So I think he wishes he would have went out the last couple years, but I'm looking forward to seeing what he does out in Western Kansas this week. It'll be probably a little tougher. But and then Chris, of course, he did good most of the day, except in that last match. He gets like that. He went back to some of his old habits, not moving on bottom. And we got to get that. We got to get him more comfortable on bottom, so he can be moving and stuff instead of just balling up. And I'm tougher than you, you know, and getting that out of his head. So. Because he could have easily won that match instead of losing that match, but we got a break into that. But other than that, the girls wrestled tough this weekend. Annie, she wrestled two girls from Hoisington, and them Hoisington girls, they're so good. I mean, they got a whole team, except I think they got one weight class open. But yeah, they're one of the big supporters of pushing girls wrestling, so. So you can see that in their program, too. I mean, they got a lot of really, really good girls, and they're going to go do a lot of good things. But Annie, in their first match, she wrestled really tough. And second match, that girl, you could tell she only had one loss of the season because she's really, really good. Really good on every aspect of the match. And so we got a lot to work on there. Cheyenne, of course, she wrestled tough. She had a Hoisington girl also there in her weight class, and a Lions girl, and that Lions girl was pretty good too. So we got a lot to work on with our girls too. They wrestle Thursday again, so we got a lot to work on here in the next two or three days and get them ready for Hoisington. So overall, I was pretty happy most of the time with the outcome this weekend, but we still got a lot to improve on for this coming up weekend.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We'll have more with Jason Knoll after this.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
We return on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. More with Jason Knoll, the head coach at Osborne. You talked about Sam Kendig. He wrestled for the first time this year at 190. Did you expect, and you kind of expected him to be aggressive, like you said earlier, but did you expect him to be that successful?
To be totally honest, no. he's given up 20, 25 pounds, you know. But, man, he's just so athletic. You could see that when he was rolling around in the practice room. He's just such an athletic kid. And he's going to be aggressive. He's not going to lay down and quit on you. You know what I mean? He's just a great kid. He's a physical kid. And you can even see that in on the football field when he's playing football too. So, but yeah, it was a shock to me, but I wasn't too shocked by just how aggressive he is and athletic he is that he got more than one win. But I sure didn't think he was going to come in and win the tournament by 4 pins. So, but yeah, I was very impressed with him. He is outstanding this weekend.
And this is probably going to help Chris out a little bit too, someone else to kind of wrestle in practice and make him get a little bit better, whether that's, you know, have to wrestle each other and make each other a little bit better, and they're on the same level there, and that should only make each one of them better, right?
Yes. They've been wrestling quite a bit in practice, and of course, Chris has been at it for so long. He knows how to stop most of the things, but you know, it's good to have that competition in practice to get you better and work on stuff that you're not usually seeing from other kids in the practice room. But yeah, they compete really well in practice, and so yeah, it's just getting these two better at other stuff and helping Sam realize that he's not the strongest kid out there. Wrestling Chris, he's a stout kid. I mean, he just works out all the time and rides his bike I don't know how many miles in the summer. But, yeah, he's just so strong. And I'm like, hey, if you can get past his strength, there's not very many 90-pounders that are going to be as strong as Chris. So that took out some of the worry for him when he is going to have to bump up to 190. But yeah, it's good for these boys to have a little bit more competition in the wrestling room.
All right, Coach Knoll, thank you for your time, and we'll check in next week, see how the team progresses.
Sounds good, thank you.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
This is Jason Broadfoot with the Wrestling Locker Room Chat on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. I have Smith Center's head wrestling coach, Brock Hutchison, with us. And Coach Hutchison, just give us a little synopsis on how you did out in Norton over the weekend.
Well, I thought our kids stepped on the mat after break and did pretty well. We had, we had practice over break when you could have practice. And I think our kids, the ones that were there, stepped up and did what they were supposed to do during those break practices, and which led us into having a pretty decent tournament at the J.R. Durham tournament in Norton. Everybody, I think, that we took, I think they scored points for us, so that's always good when you can do that as a team and score some points for your team. I think we placed overall, we placed fourth. We were missing four wrestlers. But, hopefully we get those kids back and we can move forward from there.
We'll talk about Eli and Bentley a little bit later, but let's talk about the guys that did score some points for you, that did wrestle, that maybe didn't win their tournament, but like you said, scored some points for you, and that's always important.
Yeah, it is important. 106, Nate Fye, actually he didn't score any points, but he wrestled. On the back side, he wrestled really good against a decent kid. I thought 106 was pretty tough. Obviously, the kid from Beloit he's kind of a stud, the Monty kid. And then he wrestled a really tough kid in the finals, which we had ended up getting beat by that kid first round. And then Nate came back and did pretty well. We were missing our 13-pounder, missing our 20-pounder. Don't have a 26-pounder. Our 32-pounder, Braxton, he's starting to come along. He's just a freshman. He's green, but I think he's only wrestled since seventh grade, so he's only has 3 years under his belt, two and a half, really. And then my son at 138 on the backside, he beat a kid that he beat in overtime. He actually pinned the kid this time, and that scores us some points there. Alex Wilkinson at 144, he wrestled an absolute stud kid from Cozad that beat him 7-2, and that score is a little bit worse than the match was. We kind of got turned over and got caught on our back early in the second period, and then from there it was, it was 7-0, and we ended up scoring a couple points and wrestling pretty well. Talk about Bentley later. Then we don't have 65-pounder, 75-pounder's gone. 90-pounder, Luke, he got beat by the top-seeded kid in the state of Kansas, 3-2-1A, the urban kid from Norton, who's a really good wrestler. He ended up getting pinned, but he wrestled him really decent. And then 215, we'll talk about him, and then Montgomery at heavyweight wrestled really well for us too. He made the finals. He got beat by Puga, who's a ranked wrestler. I think he's ranked second in the state, 3-2-1A. But very proud of our guys. We generally we don't wrestle real well at Norton for some reason, but this year I think we stepped up and we did what we were supposed to do. So I'm excited about that.
We'll have more with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of Smith Center, after this. You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat on KD Country 94.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat. I have head coach Brock Hutchinson of Smith Center with us. And you did have two guys that took home first place in their respective weight classes. Let's start with Bentley Montgomery at 150.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Bentley. We've talked about him in the past, but he's just a kid that will do anything for you. He's a kid. He's a great athlete, a great wrestler. He's a great football player. He's a great student. He's a great everything, and I'm just so proud of him. And the way he wrestled, he beat a number one state-ranked wrestler in 4A from Scott City, the McDaniel kid. And he's that kid's also all class rank number two, so that's 1A through 6A, and he just wrestled a really smart, good match. Sometimes Bentley has a problem; he puts it himself on cruise control, and he just didn't do that in that match. And I think that might be the match that pushes him over the top. So I'm very excited about Bentley. And he's just a wonderful kid. I mean, I can't say that enough. He's just a great kid. So I'm very happy with him.
And then Eli Franklin won at 215. What did you see from him?
Oh, man. That might have been the toughest bracket in the tournament. I think there was five ranked wrestlers in that tournament, 1, 2, 3, and 4 from 3-2-1A. And then there was a kid from Nebraska, Cozad, Nebraska, that was ranked Class B. And Eli had a great match with Jefferson Otter in the semifinals. And it was an overtime match. We ended up winning that match in the ultimate tiebreaker. He understands that those matches are going to be that way, you know, with Jefferson from here on out. And then he comes back and beats a kid in the finals, the Atterbury kid, who's a ranked wrestler in 4A from Larned. And he's actually beaten him twice. He beat him at the Christmas Classic there in Waukini, the first tournament of the year. But to beat a good kid like that twice is pretty impressive. I'm really happy with Eli and the way he's been working and progressing through his transitional wrestling and doing the things that he's supposed to do to put himself and able to win matches.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll check in next week, see how the boys do once again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.